The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love.
Well, there's some positive music for you from Frank Sinatra.
On my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love.
I feel emboldened. I feel patriotic. I feel supportive of our government and the president. About the progressive socialists down there in Washington, but I feel okay. I want to put your concerns at ease. I think we're okay. We're such a strong country, and I don't want you to worry. As I tell my children, Dad, is it going to be World War III? No, everything's going to be all right. Don't worry about a thing. I really feel that. But just to break down what's been happening, the president took out this terrorist, Soleimani, and just as an aside, I am incensed that they're trying to make this guy a hero. They're trying to make him a hero. I have to watch everything else, and it's as much as I can't stand it. I watch some of the other media, and I watch CNN, and they're talking to Javad Zarif, the Iranian foreign minister, and he's saying bad things. And they give him the platform. They give him the platform, and the CBS and CNN were over there in Iran, talking to this guy. And then I just happened to watch because it pops up on Facebook. And if this isn't propaganda, I don't know what is. On Facebook, Al Jazeera in English, America, Al Jazeera English, they're on a campaign to tell us how great Soleimani was, and that they're calling it the Soleimani assassination. And they're going out, this guy, don't ever forget, and don't be bought by that propaganda, killed over 600 servicemen. And if you talk to service folks, they say it's more like 1,000. Think about the servicemen that are served by great organizations like Tunnel to Towers. How Frank Siller and the family steps up and builds smart homes. And I go and I talk and I meet these catastrophically wounded veterans. And I see them in wheelchairs. I see them just getting around like the heroes and heroines that they are. That was caused by that. Those injuries were caused by roadside bombs that were placed there by Soleimani and his terror group. That right there. And if that doesn't come home to you and touch your heart, then you're not an American. Incenses me that they're going to go and they're going to kill America. They attacked the United States Embassy. And we're so used to just shrugging our shoulders and being, I used the word wussy about it. I mean, forgive me for not finding a better word than that, but that's what it was the last 8 years. It was like they attacked Iran. What are we going to do? And that's Jimmy Carter time. Since 1979, this has been going on. You're going to take our hostages? Even back then, as a kid, just out of college, just graduated. So this guy's not doing anything? They let this happen? And how I applauded and respected Ronald Reagan for stepping in and handling this, the hostage crisis with Iran. Ever since then, one attack after another attack. And then they shot down the $200 million drone. And then President Trump did nothing. And remember, I think we said it on the air. Wow, wasn't that wild that President Trump never answered that? But with this president, and what you have to understand, there's so much more to him. And I know, and I use this caveat, and if you didn't vote for the president, you don't understand the president. And I just say objectively, people think that half the country will laugh at this president and say, oh, he's a reality show host. That's what he is. I'm telling you, and half the country, of course, adores President Trump. And me, I just want to stay objective. The man, I feel, knows what he's doing. There's so much more to him. He understands. Plus, you have to understand, when he's in that Oval Office, and I said this before in the air, President Trump feels he was made to be president of the United States. That's what he feels. And no matter all the ridicule, all the jokes, all everything that goes against him, it doesn't bother him. He's got the ability just to deflect it all. So now, but one thing I didn't see that I see now is he has an acumen to be a step or three or four or five ahead of us. He does, whether you like it or not. I'm saying objectively, okay? Objectively. And I believe, I would say objectively about Barack Obama, the swag and the star power of Barack Obama, how beautiful the Obama family was, what a great representation of the United States of America the Obama family was. He was just cool, and I know, see, now I take off my conservative friend. Oh, Joe, are you kidding me? But really, you have to be objective. Objectively, you tell me, if you went to Central Casting and you wanted to put a president of the United States, that there wasn't somebody better, in my opinion, than Barack Obama and the Obama family. They were beautiful. It was great. Politically, not so much. So I say objectively about the president that he is a step ahead of us. And whether you like him or not, he really is. And he gets it. So I put my trust in President Trump at this time that he had to take out Soleimani. They have taken over Iraq. Iran has taken over Iraq. The fact that, and I will say this over and over again, the fact that General Soleimani could have flown, he flew from Iran to Baghdad, and he wasn't supposed to, he's under UN sanction, for lack of a better term, to not fly. He wasn't supposed to fly. He wasn't supposed to come into Iraq. He didn't even think about it. You know what? Again, we shrugged our shoulders. Look, it's just Soleimani. The guy killed over 600 service men and women in the United States military. He was a murderer. He was the terror arm of the Quds forces. That's exactly who this guy was. They give money to Hezbollah, who just wants death and destruction to Israel. Well, you know, it's not over here. You can't shrug your shoulder anymore. Somebody's got to step up on it. And I'm telling you, and I'm one of those guys who shrugged his shoulders. Well, just let it go. Let it go. But I appreciate that we have a president who is strong and who went out and attacked. And he said, and I talked to a lot of my liberal friends, not socialists, not progressivists, because I will trust and understand and hear out Democrats who are liberal. They have all the right, and sometimes they make more sense than someone who's conservative like myself. But progressive socialism, don't talk to me. I don't understand who you are, what you are. But now it is the time to stand together as a nation. Don't try to bring in Iran's point of view. Iran is a terror nation. It's a terror nation. And the fact that we have a strong president, it may be shocking, but at this point, if not now, when? When everybody's at our border and they take over Mexico, or they take over, or they let Canada, let's happen whatever happens, you know, under this prime minister, and then we are boxed in by the world, then we do have a problem. If not now, when? Let me go to Charlie Finch. Professor Finch, been there from day one. We appreciate that. Charlie, good morning to you, my friend. What's on your mind this morning, please?
Joe, you mentioned the British comedian Terry Thomas. Do you remember his film, How to Murder Your Wife, with Jack Lemmon and the Sharon Stone of Italy, Virna Lisi?
Oh, you're Virna Lisi. Oh, my gosh, you are good.
Man,
I do.
Was she hot, right? Probably still is, but you never know. So during the Baghdadi and Soleimani operations, President Trump, with the help of Mike Pompeo, has really bonded with CIA Director Gina Haspel. What this means is that her mentor, John Brennan, will probably skate on the Russia hoax charges. But more importantly, the issue in Iran is that they not develop a nuclear weapon. According to the UN, they're about a year away of having enough radioactive material to do it. Now, North Korea supplies everything for Iran's nuclear program, and all the publicity that the mullahs do within Iran for the last 30 years has been about developing nuclear weapons. Some of these nuclear weapons, including some in our arsenal, are so small that they're shoulder-fired. So taking out Soleimani, that, with his relationships, as you mentioned, between Hezbollah and Hamas,
Yes.
Hezbollah and Hamas cannot have shoulder-fired nuclear weapons. Gina Haspel understands that, and so is the president, right? Now, Russia and China, their proxies are Iran and North Korea, and the message has to go out that they have to take care of their own business with these rogue states, right?
That's right. Right?
And President Trump is going to make that happen. Joe, a good sign that CIA is happy with the president. Last week, they planted a human interest story on the front page of the Wall Street Journal about an actual hawk, a raptor, a bird, that's hanging out outside CIA headquarters on a branch, on a tree. And all these CIA people are trying to figure it out. Is it a spy? Is it just a bird?
Yeah.
And then the bird flew away. When CIA is planting human interest stories on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, that's a sign that our intelligence agencies are happy with the president and onward and forward. God bless America. Great show.
Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate it very, very much. Let me go to Andrew, my buddy in Stanhope. Andrew, good morning. How you doing this morning?
Hey. Everybody's 100% wrong when they criticize Trump for saying he may target cultural facilities. No, he's completely right. Obama was wrong when he would say no boots on the ground or when they're going to leave. You want to threaten your enemy. You want to, that deters a fight. You want to say we're going to use boots on the ground. We're going to use all our military might. That invokes fear, just like you know from the streets in East Orange and Newark, when someone thinks you're crazy and you might kill them or you have a gun, they're less likely to mess with you. If they think, oh, this guy's nice,
unfortunate,
then they're going to target you. So you're going to say, I'm going to kill everybody if they mess with our soldiers. Like when Clinton, the plane was shot down and our soldier was nude in the streets, dead, and they were kicking the body. If that whole neighborhood was
fighting. Yeah.
He ordered a strike and killed every man, woman, and children. You're damn right it wouldn't happen. Just like in Japan, when the bombs were dropped, there was no suicide attacks anymore. They surrendered, and that was the end of it. That's how you deal with it by state
or Andrew's a good analogy in the streets. It's so true. So I think, thank you for your call. I appreciate it, Andrew. But I think what he's saying is true, that when the president says he's going to attack the cultural sites, he knows he's hitting them right in the heart. And he's not going to do that. And again, it's against the law to do that. He wouldn't do that. Not, you know, that's something ISIS would do. But to Andrew's point, too, about, and I'm glad he brought this up, about Mogadishu and dragging the 17 United States Army Rangers through the streets. And we just stood and we watched and we let it happen and we got out. And I remember back then, and as a Democrat or the Blue Dog Democrat, but back then, and I looked at Bill Clinton, I said to myself, what, how do you let that happen? And I would have, see, this is what I would have, I said, just flatten it. Just put flyers out, tell the citizens, get the heck out of town because we're flattening Mogadishu. And by the way, Mogadishu hasn't advanced an iota since then. But for them to allow that to happen, the Marines killed in Lebanon. And I, and as much as I admired and to this day love Ronald Reagan as my, I always thought, a political mentor in a way, after I met him on a chain, I mean, I don't understand why you just don't answer. So when President Trump comes back and he takes out this guy, I have to tell you, this part of me that goes, yes, that's what you have to do. That's, we have to be strong. It's about time someone stepped up. And that half of America that thinks this president is a quote unquote a joke, that you have to support it and you can't help but it's fear is good. Fear is good. Frankie, what's the God, the Godfather? What did the Godfather say? Forgive me for making the reference in a movie, but it was written well by Mario Puzo, who said, it's good that your enemies fear you. It's better the fear than what is that, the expression that I'm thinking of, Frankie?
You know what? I don't remember, actually.
Better to be feared than loved.
Well, that's the Bronx Tale.
The Bronx Tale.
Paraphrasing Machiavelli.
Right, that's right. That's Chaz right. But it's better. It's, you need to be feared like that.
Yeah. Then, of course, in Godfather 3, Connie is advising Michael, and then they'll fear you. And then Michael's great response is, well, maybe they should fear you.
Yeah. There you go. See, and the fact that Frank made a Godfather 3 reference, I know, irritates a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people.
It's way, I tell you what, underrated film. Yeah. I love it.
When I quote Godfather 3, it upsets people more than when I say we shouldn't go to war with Iran.
Right.
That really is controversial.
But it's good. It's better to be feared. Nobody came out of the Bronx. They'll forgive me. Chaz will kill me. But hey, you know what? We'll get to Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. He's Salem News Military Affairs author of the book, The Future War. And he has got some hopefully inside information on where we're going with this, when the president will speak. And while we're on the air, we have a feeling that the president will address us from the Oval Office. We'll see. And we'll get the word from Colonel McGinnis. Joe Piscopo on the radio making Godfather references. It always ends up there, you know?
But
you know what, Deb? You know, the book, it's not so much the Godfather. But, oh, my Italian friends go, you can't quote the Godfather. Mario Puzo, Italian-American, wrote that. And everything that he said, there is a point in your life where you can always use a reference from that movie. And you got to credit more Mario Puzo for his brilliant literary work, as opposed to it being just a gangster film. There you go. There's my caveat to make
like
my Italian-American friends. Okay. God forbid. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to take it to the spray in south of Jackson Ave in Greenberg. Looks like a multi-vehicle accident there. Also, the northbound spray at 100B. Another collision to deal with. Traffic is moving slowly this morning as you take a ride over to the Bronx River Parkway South at the Cross Bronx with an accident. And the eastbound Gowanus up by the Prospect, that's a disabled vehicle, so you're going to see some delays. We're still seeing slowdowns this morning as you head over to the LIE westbound. That's going to be stop and go through Jericho Turnpike, stop and go through Casino Boulevard. Also, the eastbound LIE getting out toward the area of Utopia Parkway. Reports of a crash there. Inbound GWB 40 to the upper, 20 to the lower. Lincoln 30, Holland about 25. 80 east getting out toward the area of exit 64. A collision getting out toward that Lodi Saddlebrook area as well. You may see some light snow today, high of 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Hello, Saver. Get Medicare Part D copays for as low as $0 when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% vine-ripened fruits and vegetables with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. See how getting a variety of over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can make a difference for you this year. To help you start your New Year's resolutions right, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This New Year's special won't last, so call in now. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are pointing to more selling on Wall Street after Iran's attacks on bases in Iraq where U.S. troops are stationed. Wireless speaker company Sonos is suing Google, accusing it of stealing its technology and infringing on its patents. Sonos previously matched its speakers with Google services, but now Google has built its own speaker business. Sonos claims Google's been blatantly and knowingly copying its patented technology. Starbucks is adding dairy-free drinks to its permanent menu, one with almond milk, the other with coconut milk. It's also offering oat milk in some locations. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 119 yesterday. The NASDAQ was down 2, and the S&P was down 9. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Time's running out to win $5,000 a week forever from Publishers Clearing House. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. Don't miss your chance to win, because $5,000 a week forever is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Joe on the radio, 725. Steve Perillo and I, we put our heads together, built a very special Eastern Rome tour for an intimate group of you, the family. That is AM 970, listeners of this wonderful radio show. Hey, the special trip will be closing out on January 16th, so don't delay. You know, we're trying to extend it and give you the chance to come join us. Easter in Rome is going to be spectacular. I'll be performing in Rome, by the way. It's like an intimate dinner show. Oh, yeah. And I'll be right there with special guest Steve Perillo. We had such a great time doing it last time, backed by popular demand. Thank you very much. But we could only sell so much, you know, so we're closing this out on January 16th. So please don't delay. You have to call Janice and the team at Perillo now, 800-431-1515. We have all 4 and 5 star deluxe hotels, 8 nights accommodations, limited group size, 5 group dinners, all included, wine tasting, vineyard tour. Oh, we had the best time doing that last time. At that performance, you know, right in Rome. Then Rome, then Assisi, Florence, the Tuscan countryside, Pisa, Siena, Cinque Terre, and more. Space is limited. It will close out January 16th. 800-431-1515. It's the Perillo Piscopo Easter in Rome tour. Or go to, please, PerilloTours.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
726 with Joe Piscopo on Salem Media's flagship station in New York, AM 970 The Answer, WNYM. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, SRN News Military Affairs Analyst and author of the book Future War, is with us. Colonel, thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks for coming on the show. Could you break, first of all, thank you for your service to the United States of America, sir. And could you give us a breakdown of what exactly happened last night?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, Joe. There were at least a dozen missiles shot from Iran at 2 U.S. bases or Iraqi bases housing U.S. forces in Erbil as well as al-Assad. It would appear at this point that there wasn't any casualties on the U.S. side. Don't know about others. Also, the damage at this point hasn't been reported, but it's probably not serious. What I interpret this as, and of course the foreign minister of Iran said that this was in retaliation for our killing of General Soleimani on Friday, and it would appear that this was just a demonstration that they have the will and the ability to strike us, but did not want to draw blood and therefore cross a red line with President Trump. So we'll have to wait and see what the president says likely this morning from the White House as to how we're going to respond to it.
As a military expert, Colonel McGinnis, just to reiterate, because that's the way it seems just to forgive me for saying casual observer, but a regular American, you would see that they just lobbed these dozen or so missiles. Apparently, and God willing, nobody got hurt, but it looks like it was just something they had to do it. But that would indicate that they do fear this president, Colonel, correct?
Yeah, I think they fear, they respect him because he's willing to take the necessary action, which unlike his predecessor, you know, I believe that these were what we call Shamam 3 ballistic missiles. They are guided missiles, really. They have a GPS capability, so they could hone on a target and hit within 30 meters of what they would aim. And that's a long way from Iran to Al Assad. I've been at Al Assad. You know, the capability is there. They likely all landed in a very close proximity, which was part of the message that they sent. Now, I've seen scenes of some of the shrapnel from the implosion or explosions on the ground. And so likely we have assessed that and have come to a similar conclusion that this was not intended to hit our troops, but was intended to be a message. And the message is, as I said, they have the will and the means to deliver ordnance. We saw that in September when they attacked the Saudi facilities and did significant damage. I think they could have done the same last night, but they chose not to.
Yeah, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis with us on Piscopo in the morning. Colonel, do you think the president is likely to de-escalate or ratchet things up, sir?
No, I think that he's going to say, we're going to wait and see. You know, the Iraqis are going to have to help here. And I don't think that they're necessarily going to come down on our side. There was a vote, obviously, over the weekend to expel the U.S. forces from Iraq, but it's non-binding, and it was all partisan. Only Shia delegates to the parliament voted. The Kurds and the Sunnis stayed out. And, of course, the two sites that were hit last night, one in the Kurdish area and one in the Sunni area. So I think that's part of the message as well. But we'll have to wait and see if the Baghdad government decides that we are persona non grata. I also believe that the president's going to keep our footprint in the Gulf. We, of course, have sent the 82nd Airborne and Brigade over there to augment our capabilities, which have been augmented since last summer. So that's part of the message as well. But I do believe that the proxy wars will continue, the Shia militias that are all over Iraq, certainly in Syria. Hezbollah will threaten Israel. And, of course, Islamic Jihad will continue its nefarious activities against Tel Aviv. So there are a host of things that will continue. They do want to ratchet down the tensions, though, Joe.
Yeah, Colonel McGinnis, you know, Iran is saying that if we respond, they will hit back at Israel and United Arab Emirates. I mean, do they have the capabilities to carry out a meaningful attack on those countries?
Yes, they do. And we've seen... I think part of the demonstration last night was to show the accuracy. Only those that are doing the bomb assessment on the ground will know basically where the missiles were launched from, where they hit, and all that particulars. But the Israelis, and one of the reasons that Netanyahu put his military on full alert was because they, the Iranians, do pose a credible threat. And of course, they have an air force base that is not that far from the Golan Heights near Damascus. And of course, the Hezbollah and Islamic Jihad and Hamas have the capabilities that have been given to them by Iran.
Colonel, appreciate your time this morning. What role do you see Russia or China playing in all of this, sir?
Well, they're going to wait and see. They'll put out statements that the U.S. needs to cool its heels with regard to Iran. But China depends upon Gulf oil. They don't want to see the Strait of Hormuz blocked. And the Russians are, of course, the equippers of the Iranians to a certain degree. And of course, the Turks, I think you didn't mention, but they have a long-term somewhat adversarial relationship with Iran. So they have interest in the north of Iraq, which is, of course, one of the targets here. And, of course, they have interest in the east, especially in the oil fields in Syria.
Colonel McGinnis, you know, I know you're an objective observer in a military sense. We appreciate that. The president, on the right track, do you have trust in President Trump in dealing with this crisis, sir?
Yes, I think that he's made some good calls, you know, to withhold kinetic action in June. At the same time, I thought it was correct to do what he did with regard to Syria and pulling this back. And sending stability forces, you know, those additional forces we sent over there is really a deterrent and a message to our allies that, you know, we are here, we're going to defend your interests, but you need to step up as well. So there are a lot of messages here, Joe. I think for the most part, these are good messages for our side.
You want to check out Colonel McGinnis's book, Future War, Super Soldiers, Terminators, Cyberspace, and the National Security for 21st Century Combat. Before we let you go, sir, if indeed we engage in quote-unquote war, it will be more like what your book, Future War, talks about. Am I correct, sir?
Yeah, it's going to have a lot of technologies that we haven't seen played out. We have a lot of stealth capabilities. And, of course, one of the reasons we knew exactly where those rockets came from and have for the last 24 hours is because we were watching them as they were being moved. We can do it from space. We can do it from other types of capabilities. And so, you know, things have changed over the last few decades, Joe. We are in the future, and that future is very high tech.
Lieutenant Colonel, thank you for your service. Always appreciate your valuable time joining us, Colonel McGinnis. And please come back soon. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Joe.
Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. The book is Future War. Future War. I'm telling you, it's a great book that you might want to check out. Colonel McGinnis is the SRN News Military Affairs Analyst. Appreciate his valuable time. 877-970-2999. Welcome to Talk This Out on Piscopo in the Morning with Frank and Al and Debbie. Right now, Big Al standing by with the news live and local on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
33 degrees. It's 7:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Two dozen men and women facing drug charges in New Jersey in connection to an alleged scheme to spray candy with THC, the active ingredient in marijuana. Monmouth County Prosecutor Christopher Gramaccini says the group purchased candy from wholesalers and repackaged it for sale after spraying it with the drug concentrate. From there, the candy would be sold throughout New Jersey and on Staten Island. The seized drugs, an estimated street value of $1.9 million. All-time Jeopardy champ Ken Jennings is in the lead so far in Jeopardy's greatest of all-time tournament. The three biggest money winners in the quiz show's history are squaring off in the competition. Jennings won Tuesday's first match, with James Holzhauer coming in second, Brad Rutter coming in third. The players will return each weeknight with host Alex Trebek until one of them wins three matches. The winner gets $1 million. In sports, Giants are making Joe Judge their next head coach. Judge coming off serving as the wide receivers coach as well as the special teams coordinator for the New England Patriots, with whom he earned three Super Bowl rings. Islanders beat the Devils in overtime 4-3, while the Rangers skated past the Avalanche 5-3. Knicks were blown out by the Lakers 117-87. The Nets lose their seventh straight, this time to the Thunder 111-103. College hoops tonight, St. John's will take on Georgetown. The pregame is at 6:10. The tip-off is at 6:30, right here on The Answer. While Seton Hall, they'll play against Xavier, and you can listen to that game on our sister station, AM 570 WMCA, at 8:30. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You got to go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thank you. Let's go to the Sprain north at 100B. It's an accident taking two lanes. A car went down the embankment. A lot of emergency activity there. Sprain south at Jackson Ave in Greenburg. It's a multi-vehicle accident as well. Let's take it to the LIE eastbound, getting out past Utopia Parkway. A crash is taking one lane there. And traffic is moving slowly on the LIE westbound, getting out toward the BQE and into toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Over on the westbound belt at Lefferts Boulevard, that's a collision. Eastbound Gowanus at the Prospect, a disabled vehicle. And taking a ride to the Moshaloo right at the Deegan, an accident over in the Bronx. Inbound GWB 40, Lincoln 25, Holland 25, 80 East, exit 64, an accident still being cleared. And 22 East at North Broadside to Hillside, it's a disabled truck. You may see some snow today, some little flurries with a high of 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The smart way to buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Distinguished and renowned trial attorney Anthony Pope will be joining the Joe Piscopo Morning Show weekly to bring you behind the curtain of things like criminal defense, personal injury, and matrimonial law. When others are trying to cover things up, Anthony Pope is here to shed light on it all. Don't miss this week's episode of An Audience with the Pope, weekly in the Joe Piscopo Morning Show, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Are you ready? It's 7:40, 20 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Wednesday, January 8th, 2020. Here it is. Time for Michael's of Brooklyn. Italian trivia question. You get a chance to win an entire case of that delicious, authentic, and always fresh Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Michael's of Brooklyn been around for almost 50 years. You know they make the best sauce around. The person who calls in gives me the correct answer to the Italian trivia question we have for you today will be the lucky winner of an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Here you go. The number's 877-970-2999. Are you ready? Here we go. What is margarita pizza named for? Ooh, this is a Five Boroughs question. Is that what you're saying, Albert?
That's correct. He wrote the question today.
It's good.
So if you don't like it, you can blame him.
What? I didn't say I don't like it. I think it's a good question.
No. I'm telling the listeners, too.
See,
whatever.
It's a real trivia question.
Yeah.
Like the other ones that I gave
agree.
Out in the words.
Right, they're not trivia.
You know what? Again, screw the two of you.
How do you spell Italy? That was my favorite.
Not a real question. By the way, a guy keeps calling every week saying he didn't get his case of sauce for correctly spelling Italy. That was
not
a joke. Just so everybody knows, that was a joke.
That was a joke. Okay. This question this morning, this is actually a good question. What is margarita pizza named for? I have no idea. 877-970-2999. The first person to give us the correct answer to the question, what is margarita pizza named for, will win an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. If you don't get true on the lines today, we are giving away one more case in an online contest. Just please go to am970theanswer.com. Enter to win now. You don't want to miss out on the best Italian sauce out there. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving up authentic Italian since 1964.
It's Jay Sekulow Live, today at 3 on AM 970, The Answer. Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Don't want a four-leaf clover.
don't want an old horseshoe. Want your kiss, cause I just can't miss with a good luck charm like you. Come on and be my
it would have been. It's Elvis's birthday today, is that right?
That is correct.
He would have been 84, Albert, you said?
Yes, sir.
You know what? It's frustrating, and I've said this before. All these greats that died so young and too early, Elvis and Jimi Hendrix and everybody, they would have been performing, filling stadiums. Imagine even
now
Elvis
they're filling
at 84.
Up stadiums in heaven. What a concert.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's like that 84 years old. That's not old. That's like, wow, Elvis would have been 84. He could have been on stage still. Like, look at Tony Bennett at 92, whatever Tony
well,
is.
Well, it would have been more like,
you ain't nothing but a hound dog. Hound dog.
You can't say that now. Whatever the politically correct term. Hound dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Yeah, hound dog.
Now he's Jewish? I don't understand. How did Elvis become Jewish?
I don't know.
You're nothing but a hound dog. You call me, you hot dog, you come at me, you get, oh, there you come at me.
And then somebody had a hot dog upstairs. There you go. You wanted a hot dog?
What? Oh, God almighty. Hey, listen, relax. Everybody's got to relax. Step back. Everything's all right.
I think the other thing that we're forgetting about the whole Iran-U.S. thing, right? So they shoot these missiles over at these bases, right? Nobody has been seriously hurt.
Yeah,
Iran controls their media. Iran controls the flow of information in their country. Yeah. Who knows what they're telling their people there? They could say we killed, you know, tens of thousands of Americans or whatever. Yeah. They don't know any different. They have there's no free speech. There's no freedom of press there.
I know. No one understands that. They really don't understand. It's a good point, Al. You absolutely make air like that. And also, what a great conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis from Salem. We appreciate that because they knew what the missiles were. We saw it coming. And that book, Future War, that the colonel wrote, it says when we say going to war, it's going to be troops on the ground. We did send troops over there, but to really engage in battle, we can do it almost with all this technology that we have, So, but I think we're okay. I think we're okay. And just the fact that when you look at the history between Iran and the United States, it's been so unsettling, and we just give everything away. And the fact that they attacked our United States Embassy, and all of us, including myself, by the way, and they shot down a drone. We went, what are you going to do? I don't know. Should we attack them? I don't know. That was the attitude. Now this president was decisive. And it, like, shocked everybody. And I think it's good that once in a while you have a president in charge. Oh, What a novel concept that is. And the fact that we didn't answer. Oh, don't get me started. And, you know, Andrew was right who called in. The attack in Mogadishu on our United States Army, you know, Rangers, 17 killed, dragging them through the streets. We let it go. The Marines, the 200 Marines killed in Lebanon. We let it go. That's all Hamas. That's Hezbollah. That's Iran. That all comes out of Iran, for crying out loud. I think it's about time we answer it. But, you know, I'm a chicken hawk. I'm a bit of a hawk. So guilty as charged. 877-970-2999. Do we have a winner, gentlemen, on this Michael's of Brooklyn trivia question? Do we have one by chance?
Not as of yet.
Really, Frank?
No,
are you kidding?
No winner yet, Dean? Dean?
Dean?
No? Okay.
We do have a winner?
Dean!
Yeah, we do have a winner.
All right.
We do have
a winner, so stop calling, and we will bring you the winner's name shortly.
Yeah, listen. Can we get the winner's name? Can we just give us the winner's name?
Because
I could give the answer now, Frank. Is
yes,
that right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, what is Margherita Pizza named for? Did you have any idea? I had no idea at all. I had no idea. Margherita Pizza is named for. You ready for this? You ready for this, Frank? Give it to us, buddy.
It is named for Margherita of Savoy, the first queen of Italy. Technically the first queen consort of Italy, because she was a queen through marriage to Umberto I. And you know where I learned that? I learned that on a Perillo tour.
Yeah.
See that? We were touring.
I was just going to ask you, how would the Murano brain figure this one out?
That's right.
So you were on the tour
and looking at some sites in Rome, and I learned that the Margherita Pizza is named for Queen Margherita, who was considered a big cosmopolitan queen, the first one of this new nation in the 1870s.
Yeah, yeah.
And the reason that it's red, white, and green is for the colors of the Italian flag. You have the red sauce, the white cheese, and the green basil, all for the colors of the Italian flag.
Where else are you going to find information like this? I ask you that. Right on the money. And the winner is, we don't know. We're waiting
for Dean to give us the winner. The name of the winner.
Vincent is the winner. Congratulations.
Telling us
Vincent.
Through the screen doesn't help. You got to send us a message. Dean mouthed it to me as if I could make out his, you know. I mean,
we are unbelievable. Yeah. God forbid. We're gonna give them
semaphore flags.
And
if you go on
the Perillo tour, by the way, you can actually see where Queen Margherita is buried at the Pantheon in Rome, which we went to and toured. And thanks to our very knowledgeable tour guides, we were able to learn that.
Frank, you are such a good student. I mean, notice I missed all of that in between
like the 30-year-old scotch that they were drinking and all this other stuff. He remembers these key things months later to come up with a trivia question for the show. I'm impressed.
Steve Perillo is going to join us, third generation CEO of Perillo Tours. Great guy. And we've had so much fun with the Perillo family, Linda as well. Just a great, beautiful family. Very proud that Perillo with us. And we're going again. I'm very excited about that. You know, coming up in the next hour, we're going to break with Debbie in a second. Brian Sullivan, president of the Nassau County Correction Officers Benevolent Association. This new bail law in New York State. What's happening in New York State? What's happening up there? Is just incredible how they just are just more criminals are just being left out of jail. And Mr. Sullivan's going to break that down for us. Councilman Joe Borelli will join us as well. And your phone calls always are welcome at 877-970-2999 as we await the president to address the public from what we assume the Oval Office. And we'll bring that to you live as well. It's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. Here it is, January 8th, 2020. Wow. Isn't it funny to say 2020? Isn't that really wild?
It really is. By the way, I was at a post celebration of Christmas and the New Year's yesterday, and I was talking about Perillo Tours to a group of people and how fabulous it was. I said they were saying they'd never been to Italy. I'm like, you've got to go on the Perillo Tour with Joe Piscopo. It's coming up.
It's so funny. You're so absolutely, because you don't think you're going to go. Do you go? And when I met all those wonderful people that we had the privilege of being with, our family, they would come up to us at the end of the tour, remember, with tears in their eyes and say, Joe, thank you. We never thought we would get here. It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And always appreciative of our family, you know, listening on AM 970, The Answer. We love you. Hey, and Debbie, you were like the ambassador. You were great over there in Italy.
I just love everybody. I had so much fun. Everybody was so wonderful. I mean, we just had a blast. We laughed the whole time. We enjoyed each other's company. It was just great. It was so much fun.
You just like those handsome Italian dudes over there from the Polizia.
I did notice quite a few handsome men in Italy. I can't lie about that. Everybody's good looking.
They're all good looking over
there.
Come on.
I wonder what's about Italian guys.
I don't know. I wish I had some of that.
You guys got it going on. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. 751. Debbie's looking out for you on AM 970, The Answer. Hey.
Hey, let's see what's happening, Joe, on 22 East at North Broad Street in Hillside. It's a disabled truck. He's in the right lane, but it's causing quite a delay over there. Route 1 is busy northbound into Plainfield Ave, getting up through Edison with a collision. And some stop-and-go traffic on the New Jersey Turnpike in the truck lanes as you head south, getting down toward Exit 10, an accident on the shoulder. Taking it out to the Bronx on the Moshaloo at the Deegan, an accident over there. It's kind of busy on the LIE in Queens, heading eastbound, getting out past Casino Boulevard with a collision. Westbound your building, getting out toward the BQE and in toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. The Belt Parkway westbound, right into the area of Lefferts Boulevard. An accident still working over there as well. We're still seeing delays on the spray north at 100B with a collision southbound spraying by Jackson Ave in Greenberg, a multi-vehicle collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill. After she confirms, you can then say, Alexa, play The Answer New York. That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Hold fast!
The best picture of the year is 1917. Raves Forbes magazine.
We've got orders to cross here.
That is the German front line.
It's a soaring tribute to heroism that's both epic and intimate.
We need to keep moving!
The best war movie since Saving Private Ryan.
There's only one way this ends. Last man standing.
1917. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing in select theaters. Everywhere Friday.
Hi, Joe Piscopo. I have a special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com. Radio listeners specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. All with free shipping at MyPillow.com. 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Back in 2010, laws were passed by the United States government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your 401ks, IRAs, and bank accounts. Sounds scary. Yet this has already been done in eight other countries in the last 7 years. Get the facts from Landmark Capital. Learn how to protect your future, your hard-earned money, by investing in precious metals. When the bail-in happens, you'll be ready. Call Landmark today at 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575, or visit LandmarkGold.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Wednesday, January 8th, 2020, telling you about Mike Connors. And, you know, I worry about you. And when I read what seems to be a commercial, it's really not like a commercial. It's really a way to better your life. We're so honored to have the Connors with us. And, you know, you could listen to Mike, Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors on the radio, Sundays, 11 a.m., right here on AM 970, The Answer, or on our sister station at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturdays on AM 570, The Mission. Mike is so knowledgeable. And I have to tell you how it started. I told you, my son says to me, Dad, you gotta fix your estate, will. You're not really together like you should be. Because I really tried to do it with another attorney. And it just was laying out there, and it wasn't great, and it was dated. So Joey, God bless him, my consigliere son, goes, Dad, go see Mike Connors. You're advertising for Mike Connors. Will you go see Mike Connors, please? So I call Lisa. I did it like you would do it, like I invite you to do, to call 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, just like that. And Lisa answered the phone. I go, Lisa, and it's fun over there. They make it so easy at Connors and Sullivan. And then I got to Bridget, right? And Bridget introduced me to Rose and Kelly and to Justin. And then Beth Connor, Mike's beautiful wife. She's the best. Yeah, I put you at ease because I'm thinking I got to worry about this. I got Mama Luke's in my life. I got to take care of this. Mike sat back. They don't get alarmed. They understand and are so knowledgeable in everything concerning wills and trusts and estates. And just to protect your healthcare proxies, just to protect you financially, call Mike Connors, please, 718-238-6500. I worry about you. I love you. Appreciate it. With respect, you're kind enough to gather around this virtual kitchen table every morning. You got to take care of yourself and protect your financial legacy for your children. 718-238-6500. Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500.
Eric Metaxas.
The show about everything.
Weeknights at midnight on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Any way you want it, you can call me.
Dave Clark 5, that means Joe Lundberg from the Weather Answer Desk. Good morning, Joe Lundberg. How you doing, buddy? How you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good. How are you today?
Good, good. You're fired up, trying to calm everybody down. Everything's okay, Joe. Greatest country in the world, the United States of America.
Everything's under control. Everything's under control.
Really, we got this. Everything's going to be all right. Hey, Joey, so we had a little dusting. It looked like it was going to be worse as it approached, but again, the Lundberg forecast was spot on, right on the money. A little dusting.
We were on the northern edge of this thing, and that's all we'd get is just a little bit of snow, and then we'd get out of here, and it's gone.
Great call.
Some places even had a little bit of rain along the coast, especially.
Yeah, so today, now it's going to turn, 72 degrees yesterday?
Yeah, if only that was the case. No, now it might be 62 degrees come Saturday here. Now,
really?
Come on, bring it on, baby.
Seriously?
Put the brakes on that just yet. Okay, we got to deal with some Arctic air for 2 days. Now, it comes in today, and as it comes in, watch out. Late morning and into the early afternoon hours, a couple of snow showers are going to come through the area. I don't think it's going to be a big issue, but could briefly reduce the visibility, maybe cause a few slick spots, and then they're out of here. Going to get very windy today. Temperatures are going to be in the low 40s, but it ain't going to feel that warm. Cold day tomorrow, but then the warm air starts coming back. And Saturday, we could hit 60 degrees.
I love it, Joe. See, you sound great, too. The balance of nature just knocked that cold right the heck out, right? Look at that. I'm telling
you,
right?
It's working. Slowly but surely, we're getting better.
Yeah, you sound great, Joe. Thank you so much.
I'm not going to let it knock me out or get me down. No way.
No, I know you. You're on the bike already. Yeah, rain, snow, sleet, or hail. Joe Lundberg is out there. Thank you, Joey, from our weather answer desk. 7:58 with Piscopo in the morning. 877-970-2999. You're welcome to call on our balance of nature phone lines. We got this. It's all good. We are in the greatest country on planet Earth ever devised by mankind, the United States of America. God bless America. We're on it, and we're coming right back at you.